time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Thursday, October 2nd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The Detroit Tigers do not deserve to be in the playoffs. Their month is September, and this second game last night in Cleveland, or yesterday afternoon, that I watched last night, I record it and fast forward through the commercials. 2-1 heading in to the bottom of the eighth inning. Unbelievable. Their absolute failure to lock it down. Unbelievable. Cleveland went nuclear in the bottom of the eighth inning against the young fireballer, Troy Melton. This kid throws 100 miles an hour, fastballs right down the middle, challenging Cleveland's hitters to hit it, and they did. The Detroit Tigers left 15 guys on base. It was unbelievable how they could not get a clutch hit, a timing hit, clutch hit when they needed it. They lost the game 6-1. Couldn't get a run across to save their butt. Unbelievable. Well, based on the one inning that Melton came in and gave up the runs, his earned run average for that appearance in the second game of the wild card playoffs, his earned run average is 108. because the way you do it is you take one inning where he gave up these runs. Cleveland ended up winning 6-1. Oh, it was tied. Excuse me. That's right. Thank you. It was tied. It was tied. The game was tied. 1-1. Great game throughout. Casey Mize, he pitched okay, but he gave up a first inning home run right out of the gate. It was 1-0 Cleveland. The fans went nuts. And by the way, Tigers have a losing record when the opposing team scores first. They have a great record when they score first. Not so good when the other team scores. 1-1 the whole game. Pitching duel. I mean, it was a fantastic game. 1-1. Bring in the fireballer for the eighth, and then he was going to bring in Vest to close it out. Great game. Fantastic, unbelievable game. The kid comes in, man, and throws it right down the middle and says, hit this. And they did. Six runs. They lost. Final game today at 1 o'clock, I believe, is going to be the final game of their season. Because Flaherty goes up against their pitcher. He's a righty. 7-7 to Coney. 4.30 earned run average. Flaherty has got to pitch the game of his life if he's going to save their season, and the Detroit Tigers will not be playing golf tomorrow. They got to win. The game has been moved back on national TV, ABC. It's going to be at 3 o'clock today. I'm going to record it, watch it tonight, so please, please, please don't text me or tell me the score. If you watch it live. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods. They all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
And don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one this morning. Got quite a few of you texting me this morning, media. Greatly appreciate it. Sent those out. All you have to do is click on the link and make your donations to the new media campaign. We're raising money to get that commercial you're hearing on this radio station on all radio stations and TV stations across the state of Michigan. We're also going to be contracting with the cable TV companies for these pop-up ads, and we're also going to use a text messaging campaign. As soon as we get the money, the text messages are going to start going out, and you may see one of these on your cell phone soon. The goal is to raise $130,000. We're going to pay the fees to the Give, Send, Go company and use the rest of it, all of it, for the ad buys and having the video, which is actually technically a YouTube video, but I made it exactly 30 seconds long so it can be a perfect TV commercial as well as a radio station ad because of the MP3 audio file contained in that YouTube video. I produced it. I posted it on YouTube. Please share that link with everybody you know. We need this money in the next 2 weeks. Carla Wagner was on a Zoom meeting with all of her county captains last night. I was asked to be part of it. I explained the program to them, and they appreciated my efforts, and they are getting it out there and sharing it. What I texted to you guys, you can copy and paste right into emails. You can copy and paste it and put it on your social media pages. Please, please, please share it with everyone you know. We got to raise this money, and we got to do it quick. As a matter of fact, I'm going to reach out to a multimillionaire and see if he will consider funding the whole thing. That's going to be my ask. Whether I get it or not, we shall see. So, moving on. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, oh boy, making some headlines. Talking about her political future, MERS News Service gave her quote of the day yesterday. I don't know if I need to be the main character in the next chapter, but I want to have a hand in writing it. End quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Does that mean she may not be running for president in 2028? Well, here we go. And this is kind of an interesting story. Because while she is trying to get the budget done, had to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government open, in front of an audience of Canadian business leaders in Toronto, Canada, Whitmer was asked by a Canadian journalist about the potential of her being a presidential candidate in 2028. She replied, "I don't know if I need to be the main character in the next chapter, but I want to have a hand in writing it. And I think that I got an important vantage point as the governor of an important swing state. So I anticipate helping, but I don't know if I'm going to be the person." The answer was a noted departure from prior answers to the very similar questions. As opposed to stressing the importance of doing her current job, Whitmer inserted the possibility that she didn't need to make the jump, at least not yet. Veteran Canadian journalist Steve Pikin followed the answer up with another question on how the Democrats could win back seats in the U.S. Senate. Whitmer said it was trust that the person the electorate is voting for will help them make their lives better. If you ask people, they'll tell you. It's not rocket science. You don't have to poll test everything. Just ask the folks, and they'll tell you. She then told the story about her, quote, fix the damn roads, end quote, slogan. And she said it all came down to whom the voters trusted the most to keep their interests and to make their lives better in some way. So basically, she came up with a neat little slogan. Many people argue that she got it from Randy Richerville, former Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Monroe. But it doesn't matter where it came from. She used it, got elected in 18 with it, and then got reelected in 22. Even though she didn't fix the damn roads, elect me in 2018 and I'll fix the damn roads. Well, she didn't do it in 22, but she ran on it again, and the stupid voters of Michigan elected her. But not just her. They reelected everybody. Why? Because 1.7 million Republicans didn't bother to vote in 2022's election. Republicans, conservatives, patriots, hunters, homeschoolers, all of you need to listen. You need to text me 10X, and you need to find 10 people that you personally know to see if they're on this database, 10xvotes.com, to see if they didn't vote in 2022. Because I guarantee they voted in 2020 and they voted in 2024. Look at what happened on November 5th of 2024. Donald Trump gets reelected after being impeached twice, after having criminal charges indicting him for felonies, and he gets elected with the most national popular vote in the history of our country. And then you guys just go back to your lives. Sorry, we're not going to let you do it next year. We have got to get our people out to vote again, like they did on November 5th, 2024, pure and simple. Because this is too important for Michigan. Forget the entire country. Forget the majority in the House, in Congress, and the U.S. Senate in Washington, D.C. You need to focus on our state people, and you need to pay attention. Who we pick in the primary for Republican Party, there'll be an announcement very soon that Bernadette Smith is going to primary challenge Mike Rogers for the U.S. Senate. She's talking to consultants. She's lining up a campaign manager. She has been told that she will have the funds to beat Mike Rogers in the primary, and we will have a black Christian woman as our Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate to run up against the Democrats' candidate, which I'm going to be talking about in today's show, to become the next U.S. Senator of Michigan. We're going to be electing a new governor. God help us that we get the right Republican candidate to be our nominee so that we can defeat the communist Mike Duggan running as an independent from the mayor of Detroit and the Democrat candidate in the November election. I believe the Democrats and the communist Duggan will split their vote, and our good Republican candidate will win and become the next governor. We need to take back control of the state Senate, because I believe after the February primary and the May special election for the 35th state Senate district, we will have gridlock in state Senate in Lansing. The Republican will win it. It'll be 19-19. And Whitmer is screwed going into her last year of her governorship. We already have, out of 110 state representatives, 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats. Matt Hall is already telling the Democrats to go sit in the corner and suck your thumbs like you made us do for the last 2 years. Well, now it's your turn. We win that Republican State Senate District 35th. I am going to personally knock on doors in the most populated areas of that 35th Senate District for the candidate. I don't even know who the candidate is. I don't even care. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure they win that seat. And we have 19-19 gridlock the last year of Whitmer's governorship. Race for Congress. Justin Michael is challenging Hit the Road Jack Bergman. He's too old. He's been there too long. He needs to go. Right off to the sunset and retire, Jack. Justin Michael for 1st District Congress. We've got state Senate seats. We've got House seats. We've got a brand new Attorney General, which one of them, by the way, is going to be on the show from 10 to 10:30. Kevin Kijewski, he's an attorney, I believe, from Birmingham, Michigan. Him and his wife own a law firm. He represented one of the 2020 Republican electors and got the case dismissed. He's going to be at the state convention next year with us precinct delegates running against Doug Lloyd to be our nominee for attorney general. We're getting a new Secretary of State. Anthony Forlini, the Republican, just announced against the communist Byram from the Democrat side. That woman, I'm not kidding, folks, is a full-blown communist, just like Duggan. So I'm just telling you, you need to text me 10X. You need to check on 10 of your friends in the state of Michigan. You create an account, put in the name Lance as the person who referred you. Lance Griffin came on the show, gave the presentation. He spoke to our Antrim County Republican Party. You need to create an account and find 10 of your friends. People you think voted in the presidential election for sure, but see if they voted in the midterm of 2022. Because if they show up on this database, 10xvotes.com, and they're listed as a low propensity voter, you need to talk to them. Send them this podcast, this first half hour of today's show. Go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast. It is going to be today's date, October 2nd, 2025. It's going to be hour one, segment one. Copy it and send it to them. Listen to what Trucker Randy says in this half hour of his show on Thursday, October 2nd, talking about next year's election. We have got to absolutely have a red tidal wave next year, folks, that sends a loud and clear message to Whitmer and all of her Democrat friends. We are done with you and we are done with your agenda. Republican, everybody. Republican U.S. Senator, Republican Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State took back the Senate in Lansing. This is absolutely all hands on deck. I'm talking to everybody. And you people in the churches, I got one thing to say to you. Register to vote. Do your civic duty on this planet before you get to the next location of your permanent residency. It's not about this world, Randy. It's about heaven. No, sir, ma'am. With all due respect, it's about this world while you're here. That's what Jesus did. He made changes while he was on this planet. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan.